Kyle Chisholm joining us here in the Freak Nation. And Kyle, you had Oakland last night, but getting back to Anaheim too, and you know, frankly, let's go back to the beginning of 2019 season where the hope was there and the belief that you were going to be a contender out of the gate. What's been the biggest issue for you outside of what we see of, you know, contending for that 2019 Supercross Championship?
Man, there's a lot of really fast guys. If you look through the field, I think there's like 18 or 20 guys that are either past champions or race winners, whether it's 250 or 450 class. So, man, the field is stacked. There's a ton of fast guys. I had an injury last year. I had knee surgery, so I was off the bike for about 5 months and only had about a month back on the bike before the season started. So, it seemed to be a little bit slow coming out of the start of the season. But, you know, I kind of want to just get out there, see where build each week and get a little bit better race by race.
Kyle Chisholm, Supercross superstar, joining us here in the Freak Nation. And Kyle, in sports, we like parity because there are, whether it's the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, going into a season, there may be your favorites, but there's always a few dark horses or a few that will contend for that championship. You as a Supercross rider, do you like parity in Supercross?
Yeah, like you said, I think it's great for any sport. And this year, as I was just saying, there's so many fast guys. Yeah, I know we say it every year, but the field is just stacked with a lot of talent. Like I said, if you look through the stats, a lot of previous race winners and champions. So I feel like the parity is at an all-time high. If you look at the season so far, there's been so many different winners in both classes. So, man, I think it's going to be an exciting season. It's still early. But, man, I'm excited to see how it all plays out and just be up there in the mix every week.
Kyle, do you believe, because we've seen some surprises this year, whether it's Cooper Webb or Blake Baggett, do you believe this is one of the most competitive seasons, if not the most competitive in the last 10 years?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like you said, the race winners we've seen so far are not even some of the ones that are expected to be the championship contenders. So those guys haven't even won a race yet. So, man, it's shaping up to be one of the best seasons that I've done this a long time. And I don't know that I've ever seen it this competitive and this. There's guys that have won races that I wouldn't have ever expected to over some of the guys that haven't won races. So, man, it's definitely exciting.
And then add a red flag. What was that? Glendale to the mix. It is. It's a crazy season. And that's hopefully people are as excited about it as we are in the media and you guys are as riders. But let's just talk about, again, the competitiveness of the 2019 Supercross season and the fact that you only had 1 month. 1 month on the bike to prepare for the season after your surgery last summer. That is extremely telling because that just doesn't happen in basketball or football where you've got to get back because of, well, whether it's sponsors or a team commitment. So talk about just how difficult that is.
It's definitely difficult. You know, I don't like to make excuses or, you know, kind of set yourself up for failure or whatever you want to call it, but it's tough. You know, I switched to a new team, on a new bike. With the HEB Motorsports Suzuki team. They've done awesome. It's been great. The bike's awesome. But I was off the bike for 5 months with ACL reconstruction. And in most other sports, guys are about 12 months before they're back playing. So I was back in about 5 months on top of being with the new team and new bike and only having about a month to prepare for the season. So, man, it makes it tough. But I love what I do. I love Supercross. I love racing and competing and being out there every Saturday night. So, I made the best of it, did the best I could, as prepared as I can be. And like I said, just taking it race by race and trying to build back up to where I want to be, battling up more towards the front.
Motocross Supercross racer Kyle Chisholm here in the Freak Nation. And Kyle, what do you feel, or do you feel anything? Because we are talking about such a quick recovery from an ACL tear. Is there a time in the race when you feel that knee?
Man. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't thinking about it a little bit, but I feel like I'm kind of over that hump where I'm not really worried about, oh, is my knee going to hurt or be careful of your knee. When I first started riding back, you know, probably 2 months ago now, I was like, ooh, don't dab it on the ground. Don't touch it. Be careful. It's going to hurt when you land, or don't come up short on that jump. So it's definitely tough. You know, we're coming back. You just second guess. You do all the rehab and all the physical therapy and strengthening and conditioning that you can do, but nothing replicates riding the motorcycle and racing it. And then on top of that, getting out there with the other 21 guys and battling, you know, and racing with them. So It's tough, but you know, you got to trust your work and trust what you do and just go for it, you know? And like I said, I feel like I'm over that hump where I'm not really that worried about it, but you know, it's part of the sport. Injury is part of it, unfortunately. But like I said, I think the good outweighs the bad, and I'm just happy to be out there racing.
Kyle Chisholm, if you just liked Supercross, instead of loving it like you do, would you still be on the bike?
Oh, man, I don't know. That's a tough question. I don't know that I'll ever not love it. I've been doing it since I was 6 years old. I'm 31 now. I'm one of the older guys in the sport, even though I don't feel like that's old in, you know, everyday life. But for the sport, you know, I turned pro when I was 16. So like I said, I've done this a long time. And, man, I love it. I love it just as much as when I was a kid. So yeah, that's a tough question.
Let's say next season or the year after your body decides that you just can't take it anymore and you want to hang it up. What do you want to do? Do you want to get into team management? What do you want to do going forward?
Man, I've obviously thought about that. Nothing like crazy set in stone, but just, you know, when the time does come, what do I want to do? And I'm not totally sure, but I like business and managing and just in general. So I feel like I would be great at being like a team manager, and or I'd like to be like a coach, a riding coach, maybe not necessarily like a trainer, but more of like a riding coach and just somebody to give some insight to some of the younger kids. And like I said, I turned pro when I was 16, and I wish I knew then what I know now to kind of teach myself. So I feel like just that information and experience would be great to pass along to an up-and-coming young, great rider that is maybe already a good rider, but I could help them up to that next level. And I think that comes with the managing as well. You kind of dabble in the coaching as well. So yeah, I could definitely see myself in one of those type of roles in the near future.
I'm surprised we didn't ask you if you wanted to be a restaurant manager, because you loved that article of the faux keen great Asian restaurant that officially opened in Boston.
Yeah. No, I like food too. So there's that.
Check out Kyle's Twitter account for what I'm talking about, and a hilarious name. And I guess it was New Hampshire, of a restaurant that was approved. And we might get into that later in the show. It's hilarious.
Hey Kyle, yeah. You got Chad Reed, who's 36 years old. You got Tom Brady, who's 41 years old. Again, making it once again to the Super Bowl. Chad Reed has won his share of Supercross championships, and I mean, he still contends. He could win a race any given night. You think his body is as beat up as yours?
Man, that's tough. You know, as riders, we all go through different things, have different recoveries, different injuries. Some injuries are a lot easier to come back from than others. But Chad's definitely taken his share of lumps that I know of, you know, probably more that I don't even know of. But I think that's what's really important in the recovery process, is the letting your body heal properly, recovering 100%, to try to be as pain-free as possible. I think it's inevitable that we're going to have some arthritis or whatever, you know, whatever it may be in the future. But I think it's important. I've learned as I've gotten older and done this longer to take care of your body, recover properly, and just taking care of it. So I think that does play a little bit of a role. The care you take of yourself could maybe let you go a little bit longer in the sport, which I think if you love it and want to keep doing it, that's an important thing to put emphasis on to prolong your career.
Hey, Kyle, I'm just a couple of years older than you. Can you win one?
Just a couple.
Yeah, okay. I'm a couple of decades older than you. Can you just win one for the old guys, dude?
Man, I would love to. If that happens, I would dedicate it to all of the old guys. Yeah, that would be awesome.
Kyle, it's been our pleasure, man. Hope to get you back here in the Freak Nation after a big win.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate you guys. Anytime.